Locher Gimel. Perek Revi Locher Gimel. But first, a word from our sponsor, Richard Bachstrom. The Torah. Zanat atmeya ve'ino zan et haTorah. Amro ma bin tmeya leTorah. Amro ma Torah nafsha leShamayim veGufa shalom. Ve'atmeya nafsha veGufa leShamayim. Amro lo, why? Ha'atmeya nafsha leShamayim veGufa shalom. Im yirtze, harei mochra legoyim u'machila leKlavim. Says the Gemara. Hametaken perotav shachaveru shalom midato. So he takes off tua. Who is the Tovat Anayat? Tovat Anayat ba'asrotav shel mi. The value of the Tovat Anayat, which is how much it's worth to give it to his grandson, Ben Bito Kohen, is it to the one who's being mafrish, or to the one who owns the kri? Mevu amar shalom itakin. The one who did the tikkun, Rabbi Zeira amar shaba'ala pirot. Changing gears a little bit, Rabbi Zeira. Kedate. This is repetitive lechitase. Dom Rebbe Zira b'shem Rebbe Shimon Malakish. He frish korban mitzora shel chaviro. If you set aside a korban for another mitzora, a friend, a mitzora, not you, and not with his dat, so it's hamitchaper shoset mura. If the mitchaper is the one who says arezutachazu. So you see, even though the Havero was Yifrish the carbon, the Mitchaper is going to be goof the carbon to be a Mitchaper with. So here too, even though somebody else is Mafrish the Truma, but the one whose Truma was for is the one who has the Tovatana, just like the Mitchaper. Whereas the Matnita is Pliga al Rav Shimon Lakish. Here it says, Torem Trumato Ma'asrotav Shel Havero Leda'ato. That's a Shimon Nakim Mafresh Truma for Reuven, who is Mudar Laavin. And if the Tovat Hana'ah goes to the Balakri, that's straight out money. How could you possibly do it for him? Potar Levish Lo Yelo Tovat Hana'ah. Talking about a case. We made it tonight that there should, I'm doing this all tonight, that the Mudar does not derive any benefit from it. And if he does, so then I'm canceling the Netina. Now, Ksiv, Re'en Limadati Etchem Chukim U'Mishpatim, Keshet Zivani Hashem Elokah. From there we learn, Ma'ani Bechinam, Afatem Bechinam. So, Hashem was Metzavah to teach you Bechinam, the same way that He had taught me Bechinam. So, Yochom Mikra V'Targum, you might think you have to teach Mikra and Targum also, Talmud Lomar Chukim U'Mishpatim, Keshet Zivani Hashem Elokah. Only chukim and mishpatim atem melamdim bechinam. Yeah, atem melamdim bechinam. Mikra v'targum. You see from here that it's mamish in the pasuk itself. This is a much more beautiful drasha than the Bavli, right? Not because of other things, but because of the fact that the Torah itself says, I'm only asering sachar on the things that are chok and mishpat. But if you're going to teach the actual words of the Tanakh, for that you can take money. V'chein asked the Gemara, but what about the fact that we see matnaya nasmin hagreyon? We see people teaching in the upper grades in school, and they get paid, and they're teaching mishnayos. How is that? If it's usher, Omer, if you're the Rabbi Yishmael, that's schar betalam. Schar betalim ein notlim, since they would have to do other work. And they're both from that work to teach the kids. So that's Mutirate. Omer Rebbe Zeira, Midivrehem, from the Machlokas, Rebbe Eliezer, and the Chachomim, that we had before, about whether you're allowed to give food to Behemet Mea of your friend, who is Mutirandah from you. We can derive that Zanet Avdo. They're also going to have a Machlokas whether you can feed his Eved, or Eino Zanet Avdo, because it's exactly the same thing, I would imagine, In other words, since the Evakanani is not Behemoth to be eaten, so he has the same din as a Behemoth Tamei. Behemoth Tamei is there to do work. Your donkey or your horse. Just saying, you give him food, so you're not making it better for him to work, making it harder for him to work if he gets fat. But Abugoy Meimar, B'nei HaYeshiva, were doch what he said. They said, no, everybody's made it, that you can be Mezin Avdo Haknani. Because Man Yonah Torah, Nafshal HaShemayim V'Gufa Shalom, Zum Oil V'Gufa V'Nafshal HaShemayim Zanad Avdo. Either Chachamim, who say that the Behemat Me'av Chaveiro, it's because it's not a medes, Mechatchila, it's a medes of Melacha, not Lachiva. So according to the Yishit of Rabbi Eliezer, so fine, it should be mutter. But even Man Yomar Shem Yitzar Himochrala, even the Chachamim, who say that if, well, what's the problem? You could always sell it to Goyim. Umachila leklavim. So over here it's different. Zehol veingufoshelo veimochal goyim veinomochila leklavim. You can't sell a fattened Eved Kanani to a goy to eat. Don't stand on that, because it's dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, please. So you can't eat the Eved, and you can't feed the Eved to your dog. So what good is there in a fat Eved? He's not worth anything. And therefore, even they would hold its mutter to be made in Eved Haknani, and there's no problem. Ashken Tani, and in fact, in a brayse it says beferish, that it's zan eftavdo, that it's mutter to be made in Eved Haknani, even though it's mutter ano, because they're not aimed la'achila. They're aimed either the girsa was la'nechira, or la'nikiruta. They're aimed to do work, and the fatter he is, the harder he bends.
We don't say that they're saving him a meal that he has to pay his...
No, so this shot is based on the approach that the Ron had, and we're only talking about extra food, above and beyond his caloric requirements, which is damaging to him, not useful for him to do work.
You're listening to me.
What, extra food? It means you buy him ice cream. I mean, that ice cream's not going to do him any good. It's going to make him fat. So what use am I getting that you're spoiling my oven?
Well, it's spoiling, okay.
That's what the Ron says. It's only talking about that. Yeah, if you feed him real food, then it would be awesome. Yeah. All right. Very good. That was fine.